Federal regulators sharply criticized 11 major banks yesterday. The feds say these banks still have not adequately prepared for another big financial disaster like the crisis that hit in 2008. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
As part of the Dodd-Frank financial overhaul, big banks are required to draw up what are called living wills, says Karen Shaw-Petru of Federal Financial Analytics.
They force the biggest banks essentially to plan their own funerals, to make it clear how under stress they could be shut down without taxpayer funds.
Yesterday, the Federal Reserve and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation said the latest plans submitted by the banks are not credible. In unusually tough language, they said the banks don't explain how their structure would enable an orderly resolution during a crisis and make unrealistic assumptions about how customers would behave. And they told the banks to rewrite the plans. If the banks can't explain how they would survive a crisis without a government bailout, they could face tougher capital requirements or worse, Petru says.
In the next year, we are going to see some or all of these institutions restructure some key operations, start to put some activities on the block, and otherwise deal with the really strong warning that if you don't do this, we, the Fed and the FDIC, will make you.
The banks criticized yesterday include J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, and Citigroup. None of them commented on the regulators' rebuke. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.